We covered Shnasa Shmita, and this week said Pasha Bahar, Pasha Shmita. If everyone learned a little bit about one of the Yanim of Shmita, maybe it's a little bit controversial, but we're going to learn the Sugi Shabbai, the Torah Shabbai. The Indian of Hetta Mechir. The Maisa was about 100 years ago. This is Vashtesach before, Yom HaMav and Nimah before, the same Vegashtel, the Medina. Medina, but there was already Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael. There were from Yidden, there was like the Frey Yidden, Rishayim, also Tzayim. But that year was the Shnasa Shemitah, and it was a very difficult time. There was a lot of poverty, there was a lot of anias. I don't think it was Pikuch Nefesh. It would be Mamash Pikuch Nefesh, it wouldn't be a Shayim. The states of Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha Kodra Kula. So the question of Klor Pikuch Nefesh, of course it's Deicha, all the mitzvahs of Shemitah. But it was, they said it was close to a rov, it was close to a hunger. And they felt to go a year in Simcha Al-Nes, to go for a year and not to work the fields, was close to hunger. So they were looking for a day. Okay. Well, this was the Shayla was at that time. And then, so there were three Gedolei Adar that were Matir. One was Yitzchak Elchanan, who was considered the Pesach Adar. He gave a heta to do, he arranged how they could do this heta mechir. He could basically sell the fields to a guy, and a lot of sheep is hold that Eretz Yisrael, which belongs to a guy, is part of a Shemitah, and then you could work the fields, you could grow the fields, they could grow food. And the second was Gshulei Kutna, who was also Gerech and Mamsh and Gedolei Adar in that time. And the third, I cannot remember, maybe anyone knows, but there's a third of us, I just don't remember who it was, there's a third famous scholar who was Matir. And basically all the other Rabbanim, Kamat the whole belt was against it. Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, they say... Well, that was later. I don't think he was at that time. This was just that first time the Shana came up about 100 years ago, it was a big tumult. The Beis Levi was very stuck against it, the Netziv was very stuck against it, the Advaz and the Yishami was from the Reish Aleichemin, the Hashulchan came out against it. And they say all the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael came out against it. Some people even had a question, why are Rabbanim Chutzlar getting involved b'chlal with the Shayin? I once saw Moshe Feinstein, and the Gismayish was yes, the Shayin over the Gei Shemitah, and he said, I know we don't answer Shayin as the Gei Eretz Yisrael. You have your own Rabbanim, you know. He felt like, you know, why are you coming to me for the Shayin? You have your Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. Abul Namaisa, these Gedolei Adar, they felt that they had a paskin for them also. And then they gave this Hetem Mechir. The Chazon Ish was very stuck against it also. Basically, there were three tainas against the Hetta Mechir. The first kind of was that there's a lot of the Torah, Masachanim. Basically, you're selling your soul to a guy. And it's a lot of the Raisa. There's a lot of the Torah that you're not going to sell any part of your soul to a guy. I was thinking, maybe that love should not apply. It was fakir. Golos, by definition, means we're not supposed to be there. They wish to took us out. They wish to give it back to us. But right now, it's not our land. He took us out. He gave it to the guy. Maybe there's no Lesachanim, but no one says that Svar. So Vaistais does, Lesachanim still applies today. So in the second Taina, based on this, was if the Takis is allowed their eyes of Lesachanim, they said the whole Mechir would be bottled because the Mechir was done by the Shliach. You didn't have every farmer sitting down with a guy and making Mechir, but they don't know exactly how to do it. You had to have someone who was Makant the Chesh Mishpat, knew how to make the Shtaris, make the Kinyonim. So they had Rabbanim do it, basically b'shlicha, similar to the way we do Mechir's Chametz. We make the Rav Shliach to do it. So the ones that were against the Mechir, they said that if it's an Aveira, Mela in Shliach et Aveira. We pass in the Gemara says, in Kedushnaf and Beis, other places, Babetzid, Afirum and Beis, says, in Shliach et Aveira. So the whole, if it's an Aveira, there's no Shliach, there's no Mechir. So what are you doing? You have nothing here. So someone did answer with the Nesivis, is the Santa and the Nesivis HaMishpat in Simakuf Pei Beis of Kan Alef. He says in the middle there, he says, Reif Poiskim hold, that the whole din of Ein Shlich of the Aveir is only that the Meshaleach does not have an Aveir. But the Shlich is not bottle. That's not how it works. So you make him to do a Shlich. The Shlich remains. The Koyach Shlich remains. And the Shlich is Kayim. It's only the din that you don't have an Aveir. Because
that's in a case where you could split up the Shlich. The Gemara is talking about if I send somebody to kill somebody. So over there, the only Shlich is the Aveir, it's not Chavoy's killing. So there, the Shalom is my Aveir, it's his Aveir. Over here, there's two things. It's spalts. There's a kinyan.
Okay.
The kinyan is not there. So the shayla is too double. Do you say that it's part of the kinyan? That's a chiddush. Forget. You have to be mechadish.
But if the mechir, not the chanim, some two guys not there, and there's no ancient, we're divir rav, divir tam, divir mishayim, and we tell the shayla. You should not be listening to him. You shouldn't be doing his maisa. So you like to say, okay, my sister is a sinus, and his lotion is he's not seeing himself, he says it Hashem right by his skin. The stipend, but see, is Simit Zion, a Zion, he says, and the Siva says, calls it right by his skin, he doesn't tell us who they are. And the stipend, he doesn't see anyone saying this. He has a cash of it, and maybe others ask it also, but the stipend says, who are the right by his skin that the Siva is quoting? The stipend is a whole shtickle saying, a whole shtickle tiring it to bring rice both ways. There are rice both ways. And basically, he wants to say it should be totally in two ways to learn. The first teretz of Tosis, Bamitzi, that Yudim Abeis, David Maskel, Dom Yisrael. If you see that King Yaakov and Bamitzi, Simit HaZayin, he goes to the Holy Very Nice, explains the Tosis. And it's two ways to learn the Tosis, and it could be totally this. He also brings out the Shum Vetzes, Shidu Vetzes over there, and Shus Kiveg, Simko Chavtes on the Indian, which might be negated this far. But Kaponim, that was one of the answers I wanted to give, that, you know, they're not answering the Vera part. I mean, they're not answering that the Maskel, maybe, but even if it's in the Vera, the big taina was that the whole mechir was bottle and hakibi semecha and because ain sheikh l'aveir, they want the answer with this and sivis. That ain sheikh l'aveir only means that there's no that the mashalech is not over, but the shlichus remains. But the third taina, and probably the main taina, which the Chazanishim speaks about a lot and they all speak about, is the chayyur that the whole mechir is a harama. And it's considered, even, they don't really mean it. Even though you're saying you're making a mechir, it's Dvarim Shebelev, you believe call Adam. And we have a klal, even though Dvarim Shebelev in Dvarim, if you make a mechir and you don't mean it, that's Dvarim Shebelev, the mechir remains. But if it's a belev call Adam, everybody knows you don't mean it, that's already not called Dvarim Shebelev, and that's already not a mechir.
It's also the same thing, isn't it?
What?
It's based on
the
same
symbol. Oh, we get that. So the Dvaz, they say, said a Lushin, and it's really in his Hakdama to a Sefer, he said, what they're going to, the Kreif can't say it's sold, saying Bovasa Rabba. You're going to believe that they really mean to sell the whole soul to one barefoot Arab? I guess it's not realistic, not doing it. So the ones who are Mati and Zachary Shulay couldn't write this in the safe, Yeshua's Malka, he says, everybody does this every year by Mechir's Chometz. They impress on pad, no one has kindness. Mechir's Chometz, nobody says, you don't really mean it. Same thing over here, if that's you make a Mechir, and it's a good Mechir. So the Chazanish and the others, they answered back, Shulay, but it's a big chilek. It's by Mechir's Chometz. You could say you don't really mean it, but the Ma'is said at the end of the day or the end of Pesach, if the guy would come along and say, okay, you sold me the chametz, I'm taking it, if you would try to stop him, you would realize, no matter what, you were over by your own matzah, two laven the rice every second, you were over thousands of laven. And the other year would say, go ahead and take it. Even if it's a store with $20,000 worth of chametz, and they talk and make up a deal, and in the Mechir it says that at the end of Pesach, when you come to pick it up, you'll have to pay me $20,000. For it, but the you will let him take it. Every bechiras comes to my el chidin, and you talk. You really do mean it. You don't want to sell your chametz, but the if he comes and he wants to take it, you're not going to let the mechir be bottled. You would let it be. You would let the mechir go through. You're not going to be over. What's the pesach mashenkin over here? But the mechiras in Eitzor, they would talk to some el chidin, but most of them were tzionim, yeshayim, and they would not be masking that. Especially today, like half the country is sold and they had the mechir. Like it's, even though they talk right in the contract at the end that, you know, if you at the end of Shemitah, if you want to keep it, you have to pay me like $1 billion or $1 trillion, whatever it is, the rabbi could get that money, not a problem. He goes to Iran, he goes to Syria, I mean, not a problem, here's $1 billion, solves our problem, get out, we're taking the country. And there's no way that Syrian would allow it. We know it's a fake, we know they don't mean it. So that's the thing that it's not even, you can't even compare it to Mechir's Chometz. It's not Dvam Shalev, Blev Ka'odim, but they don't mean the whole Mechir. Just got one more taina that they brought in at that time, at even this first mechir. The time of the first mechir, the country was run by England. It was owned officially by England. And the Dvaz and the Chazanish taina that they never wrote it down in the official records. So they had a system over there also, I think it was called Tabu. They had an official system of writing title and deeds the way we have now also. You can't sell property unless you list it, unless you register it with the Medina. And they weren't registering this with England. So it's not registered. Mitam dina mechusadina was never mechir. The whole mechir was just done between the rabbanim and one guy that they picked to do mechir, the mechir for shvius. But if it wasn't written and done legally, dina mechusadina, it's not a mechir. I think it could be the answer was maybe they wrote in the contract that at the end of the year, if you talk and want to keep it, you know, you'll pay us and we'll write all the legalities. So maybe all that is enough for the mechir. But the ones that tied against the walls, if it wasn't done Legally, that's not the dinmuch, and they brought rice. Dinmuch was dinmuch is ma'ak, maybe even the rice. It's not, it's ma'ak of the whole machir, there's no kinyan. That was the time.
Why does he have to pay it if he wants to keep the quarter ready?
Well, by Mechir's Chumas, we do that also. We also write that. That
deposit,
we write to give a deposit, and it's your kinyan. The kinyan is now, but out tonight,
yeah.
That if you want to keep it, you're paying later on. That's how they do Mechir's Chumas also. Like the big stores, when they sell the Chumas, they write the dollar amount. How much you have to give, $20,000 at the end. But the Mechir is only now. You're just finishing your payment later. It's like a payment plan. A payment plan. At the end, we buy it back from you. At the end, we buy it back. We're giving you back here. The whole sale was a certain amount. We're payment plans. Yeah, we're giving it back to you, but we don't have to give it to you because you never gave it to us. I mean, we'll wipe off your debt. That's how we buy it back at the end of Pesach. So the same thing with Mechir's Chumas, they do the same thing. They wrote a payment plan. Like, you come in now, you give a deposit of a dollar. And the rest of the $1 billion you give us later, and at the end, we buy it back for you for $1 billion. What you owe us, we're paying you back. But the time it was, by Mechir's Chumas, you were never serious. If the guy with Taka came with the money, you wouldn't have given it to him. You were serious. If you would have came with the money, you would have given it to him. You would not have been a fair be able to take it. Even if it was a mistake, a beer deal, Nendus, I'm not going to be able to cast shon by your matzah, but by that the mechir itself, it wasn't real. These famous kuntus shuvas, shomish shuvas, it's called from the Satmar Rebbe, he also goes through the whole, you know, the tainus together. There's one line over there that somebody wrote to him. One Rav wrote to him, "Any Ritzoni in Hachnis Reishi Bein Har Meilu." I don't want to. It's a Lashon Chazal. I don't want to mix my head into these mountains that are the two Tzadim. But that the Mechir, any Ritzachnis Reishi Bein Har Meilu. So Satan Rav asked him, "Belcha Harim? Who are these Harim?" He goes, "Oh, Mamuz Meinim the Gemara in Sukkah. Tzadikim Didna Lem Kahar." The Gemara says on the Etzahara that at the end, after the Tzadikim Didna Lem Kahar, they said it was they're going to be on. The Gemara says they're going to be on the Tzadikim Rav. This is what we overcame.
Which side didn't the
Samurai
belong?
Obviously, the material.
Why?
Yelled
it,
so
it didn't have such a
push. No, he didn't like that.
He had the
mice as Ahra,
but there was a
Christian.
I don't
know
what
he said.
He
said,
"I'm
Israel. I love Israel. I don't
want to
sell any piece of it.
You
can sell it.
That's
I don't know why this
is. I mainly wanted to learn today really a different sugi, really a sugi for itself, which is a little bit shaykhas. It's more, maybe more than a little bit shaykhas. And I came to this from a shtuk of King Yaakov and Shvi, a Simad Aleph, at the end of his Gimel. The stipler, he's not really speaking Mahed the Mechir, he speaks with other than Yom Shvi's, but he happens to mention Zeichon Tzu, he was in Mamak in the Chazanish, where he speaks about why the Hed Mechir should not help today, does not help today. And the Stipe writes Beremiza in brackets, in parentheses, he writes, "Vayin Shuvah Sirosh Zal, Klal Ayinches, Bin Yishtam Abrechas, Befrat Besim Gim, Ayin Shem Devam Neirem." He gives us a Ma'amokim. So I'm looking at this Ma'amokim, and I'm going through this again. I think he means to say a whole new time against Hed Mechir, just Beremiza. He says, it's not the Sugi in Ksubis, Taf Ayinches, and Beis, and the 8th paragraph. The Gemara says, there was a woman, there was an Amona, who the boy did the Vechinun Lelichs and Begavra. She was getting remarried, and Amona had property, and she was getting remarried, and she wanted to hide her property from a new husband. The din is that any property that an Isha owns becomes Nichsei Malug, and the husband eats the payers. And she didn't want her husband eating the payers from her property, so she wanted to hide him. So Kasvin Labrata, she wrote Shtaris, giving him a ton of all her property to a daughter, belongs to my daughter, it's not mine, so the new husband can't get it. The end was the new husband was Nifta. The Amana became an Amana Nachamol. So she came back to the daughter, gave me back the property. And the daughter said, "No, Mommy, you gave it to me. It's mine." And she said, "I didn't mean to give it to you. I only meant to hide it. I only meant to hide it. He shouldn't get it. The husband said, I didn't really mean it." She said, "No, it's a Klarish Damatana." The daughter tied it. And the daughter said, "It's hers." So Gemara says, they came before Nachman. And the daughter, the Bash, showed the Shtamatana to Nachman. So the Gemara says, "Of Nachman took the Shtamatana, Bekara, Karinu. He ripped it up and he said, Shtam Avechus is there. This is a Shtam Avechus. Mavechus Moshe running away. This whole Shtam was only written for her to escape, to run away and not let her new husband get it." And he said, "He has a kabonga." And Rav Nachman said, "Hoch yimer b'chin loy ba'idi, Amma Shmuel, he has a kabonga. From b'chin loy ba'idi, he's a member of Shmuel. Moir ha'ro anida." Shmuel said, "I'm a moir ha'ro. Im yove Shtam Avechus, yodi akirenu. If it comes to my hands, a Shtam Avechus, I'll rip it up because he did not mean it." And there's a whole Gemara about this. Tosis brings down that there was a mice. First of all, the Rishonim explained that, again, the Rishonim said, even though the Shtar Matana seems to be very clear that you give him Matana, And even if she didn't mean it, she should be Dvarm Shebelev, and Dvarm Shebelev in Dvarm. So Yishayim explained, right, that this is her, Dvarm Shebelev, and Belev Kodam. Anything which is, everybody knows, they didn't mean it. You see from the Maisa, she just was getting married, right? Before she got married, she wrote it over to her daughter. It's pretty obvious what was going on over here. And it's something which is so obvious, Dvarm Shebelev, Belev Kodam, that's not called Dvarm Shebelev, and that's from Vatal Homachir. There's a Shere Rashi in the Gemara. The Gemara over there says, Hidiyah Le'edim. She told Aiden beforehand that the matan is not a matan, it was only to be Mavriach. But Rashi is not like the other Yishenim, but I saw Yosha says, and Rashi is still in his Sefer Oros, in Sechta Ksubis, he says, Rashi is a bit so shver. I mean, she told her, but Ferish to Aiden, it should be a Shaila. That should be very clear that she's being Mavatal the whole Shtah. She has Aiden that she's been Mavatal. So he says, obviously Rashi doesn't mean that he told Aiden, she told Aiden, but Ferish these words, that's not a matan. She just says Ramas to Aiden, something like that. That she told Aiden, I'm giving it to my daughter because I'm going to get married. She was Ramas at that slush. But basically the Rishonim don't even say that she told Aiden at all. And Pashup Shad is, it was just from the Maisa was obvious. So Taisus brings down the Maisa. Kvaba Maisa Shtam Abiyach Nechosov Neir Benetam. There was a Maisa of Shtam Abiyach Nechosov that came before Benetam. She Rotsa Lil Vais, Rotsa Shri Shtam Nechosov Bachai. It was a different case. It wasn't Amona. It was a regular person who was making a halva from somebody, a few hundred thousand dollars is borrowing, and basically he had a house, and he was afraid that, you know, if he can't pay the halva, the mob will take away his house. So what he did was, right before the halva, he took the house and he wrote it over to somebody else. He wrote a shtar matan, giving the house to you, therefore, in case he can't pay the halva, this mob can never take the house away from him. And later, he went to the guy and says, you know, so I didn't really mean it, it was only to protect the house from the mob, and I want the house back. And the guy, the Makal Matana, said, no, you gave it to me. I have a Shtar Matana. And this came to Benetam. So Poshri would say, this is the same thing.
If you be successful in doing this, the government, no?
Not really, because he's really doing it in din. He's doing everything to Allah.
He gave it away
before the Allah. It's not right. It's not nice.
From the mouth.
Why are you Ganav?
Because he has a right to take the house. You never gave it away.
No.
You're hiding it from him, so you...
Oh, if it was a Shtam Avrechas.
Yeah, it's a Shtam Avrechas.
Oh, very good. Oh, very good. Very good.
He's a guy.
Oh, very good. You're going to bring him a chavis. So, first of all, I say, Poshe, I think most people, besides Yitzi, most people would say, this is the same thing like the Amona. The same thing like the Amona is a Shtam Avrechas. What?
I think I should have been...
You're asking good.
No, but I should have asked it then, too. The Amona
was... Why?
Because...
Now the mona did kalach. We're getting there.
He's lactic.
So the Benetam says, no, this is a chilek. Because by the isha, by the mona, when she wrote the shtam avrechas, that taka did help. That taka would help because even if you would say shtam avrechas and you rip up the shtam avrechas, and really it was her property the whole time, you don't say that the husband now gets all the payers from Afreya. He doesn't get the pay because there's a halacha. The Gemara says in Ksubis, I think the fine chesam at all. It's going to Shimon. We pass them like Shimon that the chosim she'en yidu lebayla ain lebal chelik man. The chosim that the husband doesn't know about, he has no chelik. If a lady has property someplace where the husband never knew about, lady finds out, oh, here's 20 years they had a property. It's chosim she'en yidu. He does not get. We don't say, oh, my fair, I'm supposed to eat those pears for the past 20 years. Give it back to me. We don't say that. If he did not know about it, he doesn't get it. Is a mango over here? Hushtam avechas accomplished that. All this time, he thought the property belonged to the daughter. So even though now Nachman ripped up the shtar and Mafreya, the property belonged to the Amona, you don't say that the husband gets the face. It worked what she did. It worked what she did because she created a case with Nachashen Yidung Baila. Mashen came over here by regular Baal Chayiv, in case you would rip up the shtar Mavreches, it will come out and Mafreya, the house always belonged to the Loiva, and the Mavu would have taken it away. It could have taken it away. Is a minla, that's the chilek. So over here, he should mean that the matana should remain. He would rather go over matana to whoever he's giving to his relative, his friend, than should go to the malva. Go to the malva. It's like he says, kalocha, what he's doing. It's not the mchaita b'leiloi, because some Hashem want to say over here, mchaita b'leiloi, but it's not, because he's giving it away before the halva. Is a minla, the Ben Tam said, if he would have known that. Making a shtar avrechas would accomplish. He still wouldn't get to keep the property. Then going back to the malva, he would have said the shtar should remain the shtar. So Rabbi Natan was mekayim the shtar matana that it should remain. That's Tosfos. The Rosh over the Insubis Per Chesem and Gimel is Chalim. The Rosh says this Chesem is a very good Chesem, but Lamaisa the Loiva did not realize all this. According to the Loiva's Toyas, the Loiva thought it was a Shtam of Rechas. The Loiva and Lamaisa did not mean to give the house away as a matana. He only meant to hide it from the Malva, and he thought he was getting it back. He didn't make the whole Chesem, and in case he gets it back, the Malva takes it away anyway, so he might as well give it. He didn't make the whole Chesem, but according to his Toyas, he thought that, you know, I'll get rid of the Malva, I'll trick him, he'll be gone, he'll stop bothering me, and then I'll go to the Makal Matana and say, give it back to me. That's what he thought. So according to his Toyas, he never meant to be matan it. So the Rosh says, this will also be Shtar Mavechas. We rip up the Shtar, and the whole Shtar's bottle, and Echadami, now the Malva can come and take it away. That's the Machlokes the remaining time in the Rosh. So it's not the Machlokes, you have to understand what exactly is the Machlokes. The first Machlokes is, according to the remaining time, we don't just look at his Kavanah now, we look at the end. We look at what he would feel if he knew all the facts. In case he knew all the facts that the Shtam Avrechas is not accomplishing anything, if you rip it up, it's at the end of going back to the Malva, then he would say, okay, let the Matan remain. That's what Ben Tam holds. But the Rosh doesn't know the way. The Rosh holds, we just look at his Kavanah in the beginning. We don't make Cheshbonos later. When he gave the Matan, if he meant it or not. If he did not mean it, it wasn't an Estomish Beleiv, that Beleiv Ko Adam, that he did not mean it. It's not a matana. That's a chayda machayis. And I was thinking, I could see we would start to say maybe a little bit more. I want to say this might be a makar for this machayis being time of the rush might be in sugi and elmatzias. The chavbezim alaf. The gemara says, famous gemara, had a song with our children, and they come for chayda and this gemara. Meimer umazutu ravashi. There were three yamaroyim. Meimer umazutu ravashi. Iklu nubusna the mor beisak. They went to visit a different amaroyim, mor beisak. They went to his garden. And he wasn't home. Rabbi Isaac wasn't home. I see Arise Tami Vimani. The Arvist is someone who works the fields. And he's a Kishtuka partner. He does the work and he gets a percentage of the payers. And he brought them out dates, Tami Vimani, dates and pomegranates. Vashar the Kamai, he put it in front of them. The Gemara says, Amei Meravashi Achli, Amei Meravashi 8. Mazutu Noyachim, Mazutu did not eat. Because Mazutu was Choshish Gzela. He says, the Baal boss is not here. Rabbi Isaac is not here. How can we eat? How can we just take it? So Tesis explains that everyone really agreed to that svara, that you can't take from a Baal Boss if he's not home. If he's not home, how can you take it? Without Rishus, the Cheres Gezeno. The Machaikas was, the other Merayim, Amem and Mazutra, they held that Mestam, they were saying that the Aris Mestam Medilei, Medinashe gave. He gave from his own Chelek. And there's such a Gemara like that in Baba Kamet of Kufi Tess that says something like that. That you could assume when the Aris gives you something, he's giving from his Chelek. But Tess explains that Ravashi held that when do you say you could assume the Oris is giving from his portion, that's if he takes from the house, brings from the house. But over here, the Oris went to the fields and took it. If he took it from the field, he had to be choshed, it was before Chalukah, and maybe it was the chelik of the Baalim, and it was done without Rishus. Okay, that's how Tosis learns the Machlokes. But upon according to Tosis, everybody seems to hold that if you go to someone's house, you go to your friend's house, and he's not home, and you know your friend would tell you to take a drink, oh, mashallah, it's a hot day, and you go visit your uncle, you go to your uncle's house, and he's in it's a very hot day, you're very thirsty, you walk in, no one's home, your uncle's out, and you see a bottle of soda, you want to take a drink. According to this Tosis, you're not going to take anything. And Tosis explains, spaghetti yish lamidas. Even though you know that your uncle would want you to take, and when he comes home and he finds out you're sitting here the whole time, you didn't take a drink, you didn't take something to eat, you're thirsty, the uncle would have, your friend, or your karav, he would have akmas nefesh. Why don't you take something? The din is, no, yish lamidas, lo yav yish. Just like yish is lamidas, the same thing. If he would have known, he would have told you to take one. Well, Maisi didn't know, and you have no wishes to take it's Geneva. That's the way Tosis holds. Though a portion. There's a shach in Chesh Mishpat Shinun Ches of Kan Aleph that wants to be Zachan Tosis. He wants to say there's a chilek. He says, when do you say Yish Lemidas Lo Yav Yish? That's by an Aveda, which is something that a person really does not want to happen. A person does not want an Aveda to happen. He'd rather it never got lost. The whole thing is really against his will. It just happened. And that's when you say something that a person does not want, and now he's miyayish, that has to be midas. Yish le midas le yish. But something that a person chachina would want, like your friend, or your car, or like this story, your uncle, he would want you to take, please take, you know, he'd be very happy that you take something. That you don't, that even shalem midas is enough.
Oh,
so you talk about that. The Shach talks about that, but truma might be different. But something like this, which you want, that you don't need, you don't have to. Even if you're the yish, that's why the yish is only because the whole thing was against your will. But the, something which is a chachina, you'd want it, you want the person to take, that you don't need. That even if you have a shlemi das would help. Yeah, well, that's something else. That's not shlemi das. That's a built-in reshus, a matan muetis, a woman's allowed to give. It's not a built-in thing. There's a ritva, I think it's the ritva chadoshim, which is already many years old, but it's called ritva chadoshim, that says come out the same thing. And you could definitely put in the ritva's words. I think you put in the ritva's words what the shach is saying. Oh, and the shach explains, maybe this is the machoikis of the Amorim. Amorim is that they held the svar, that there's no problem with Yishlemi Das over here, because it's not a negative thing, it's a positive thing. It's Chachini wants us to have even Yishlemi Das. And the Vashi was chayank on the svar. He was not still telling Yishlemi Das. That's how the shach wants to move. There's a man like as Ken Zayn, maybe this is the machoikis tesis, the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rashba, yes, also. Rebbeinu Tam holds that we look at the end. And we make the whole cheshbon, and so chatchina, if he would have known this whole matzav, he's going with the shachsvar. If he would have known this whole matzav, that in case I don't give him a matana, even though I don't know, it's shlemi das, it's like yesh shlemi das, but if he would have known the whole cheshbon, that if I don't let the matana be a matana, the mav is taking it away, I'm losing it anyway, it might as well be a matana, he holds that that's a good enough kavana. And the Rosh will hold, no, that'll be to get yesh shlemi das. At this time, he didn't know about it. To create a kavana lakinyan, Shalami Das, we pass the Yish Shalami Das to Levi Yish. It would not help.
The Masjid is a major story. You know, but actually, you don't need a Maisa Kini. You need just to be Megal Das. Over here, you need a Maisa Kini. So if you say that Maisa Kini is not a Maisa Kini, you're shopping the Maisa Kini from nothing. You don't say Yish Shalami Das to Moshe. If you knew that I want to be Makri, you my jacket, you don't say, oh, so it's yours already. Because you need a
Maisa Kinyan.
Usually that's called making
yom. Well, what are you talking about? He made a Maisa Kinyan. The question was what was his kavana? Did he mean it or did he not mean it?
He's saying later on, you could still sue his das to the Maisa Kinyan.
Right. If he would have made a Maisa Kinyan. Right, but he made a Maisa Kinyan. Or over there where you're allowed to take something and he'd want you to take. You have a shus to eat something. Or basically, we're trying to show sue to this Maisa
Kinyan. By eating also, when somebody comes to the house, you don't have to be marketing the food. You just have to give him a shus he's allowed to eat.
The Rosh in the Tshuva that we mentioned, I think, is more than in the Rosh of Pesachim. The Rosh in the Tshuva, by that shayla of the Shtam Averchas, someone wrote away his property, his house, to someone before the Havah, then he made a big Havah. The Rosh was, and then later he said, I didn't mean it. The Rosh actually brings three rayas that why we say he did not mean it. One ray he brings is from the famous Gemara Bava Vasadav from Bava Mevez. The Gemara says, the whole sugi of Mishmes, the Gemara talks about a shchid meira, that the person who's dying and he writes all his nechassim over to somebody else, he thought it was, then he gets up, the whole kinyan is bottled. So you see that, you know, that's one of the rights. Don't shuv alev alev ka'odam, he didn't mean it. Everybody knows that he only gave away all his property because he thought he was dying. When he gets up, he did not mean it. Another case is the Gemara Babasuk from the Rav and Mebeis. The Gemara says, "Mishach Medina Siam." Someone who's traveling overseas, Vishamba Shemes Benoy, and he hears Achman's son, his only son, died. He feels he has no Yashim. Vyamav Vekasa Kol Nachasam Lachem. He wrote everything to someone else, and then he comes back and he finds his son is still alive. The Gemara says the whole kinyan is bottled. He obviously didn't mean it. And the third case is the Shtam Aveches Gemara of the Almana. This Gemara Ksubis that an Almana wrote the whole thing when she was getting married to a daughter. So a husband should not get the payers. So the Rosh would say the same thing by the Sloiva. When the Sloiva borrows money, and before he borrows the money, he gave away his house to someone, he only meant it that the Malva should not get it. So to me, it's a little bit shver. There's a chilek. I mean, the first two rayas of the Rosh are not the biggest rayas. The first raya from Shchiv Meira, over there, Hitaka did not know that he was gonna live. He thought he was going to die. But his second raya from the Gemara Bava Kufman Bav, he thought he has no Yashim. He thought his son died. Hitaka did not know. But over here, he knew everything. He knew that there was no secrets. I mean, he knew that he has a malva, and he knows that he's making a shtam avrech. He's giving a shtar kini to someone else. There's really nothing that he did not know. The riot to this would be the third riot from the Gemara of the Almana, the Gemara of Shtam Avrech. That would be a riot, unless you go with the Ben Tam's Cheshman. That don't look at it in the way he's thinking now, look at it the way the truth is, and when he finds out the truth, the way he's going to feel. But Al Kaponim, that's the Chus HaRosh. And what the Stipe Gerler writes on Chus HaRosh, I think he means the Rosh as a whole, he writes Divi Musa, he writes writes in this tshuva, when you have a shtam aveches, according to the Rosh, you rip it up. Not even by this case of the Baal Chayv. And the Rosh says, Teres emes v'chukim toyim mishpatim yisham nosin akash baruch al namei sol. They should give a teres emes, chukim toyim mishpatim, ayidei moishe bein anov shalom, jachar dak inoyim, mechon nisi v'ser shalom, tzadikim yichol bom, upoishnum, esnach makash yishar, and he writes a whole lashon that the poishim that come to twist the truth, they should not do it, and he gives a whole shmuz over there how the yonim are achroi to make sure that din goes emes. So when you find a shtam aveches, you have to rip it up. But Akoponim, this is the machlokes the main time of the Rosh, and I think this is the remez of the Stipe. The Stipe is saying this will be a whole new taina on the het mechir. The whole het mechir is a shtam aveches. It's really a shtam aveches. You don't really mean it. You're only doing it to get out of shmita. And a shtam aveches, which you don't really mean, is nothing. And it might be according to Rebbeinu Tam, we will look at the end. The end tells us that in case you can rip it up, then mafrei you are over. You are over shmita. But according to the Rosh, we don't look at it that way. And these are showing they
back to the Mechir's.
Well, the Mechir's, you will keep it. You do mean in case he actually wants it, I will let him buy it.
I'm saying it's not
involved. No, the Mechir Sum is not Shema Vechas. Mechir Sum is, I'm not just doing my Vechas, I honestly mean to sell it. I will let him keep it. But over here, if he never meant it, Mechir should be a Shema Vechas.
Because he was the guy that they sold the Talmud.
It's really not.
He went to 10 years and he gets the
Talmud.
Each one
is engaged.
He was so
impressed.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's not good. But Mechir Talmud is serious. We do mean it.
You should have killed themselves.
Yeah, sure. Okay.